Yesterday, we were looking at this great verse, John 3:35, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hands. And we made the bold claim that the Father's love for the Son was really the key to everything, not just religious things, not just biblical things, but all things. But here is the really stunning thing about this reality. Because God the Father is an infinite person, because all three members of the Holy Trinity are infinite. The Son is infinite. The Holy Spirit is infinite. And of course, that's something that those of us who are finite can scarcely imagine. We certainly can't grasp it. We can scarcely imagine it. But what that means is that the love of the Father for the Son is infinite. It's a reciprocal love. The Son, of course, also loves the Father. And we ended yesterday by talking about the fact that even the crucifixion shows the love of the Father for the Son. Now, that's totally incomprehensible. And one thing that's so hard for us to grasp is that we are totally unlike Jesus in our natural flesh. Of course, the Son is perfectly like the Father. He's come to show us the Father. We bear none of the family characteristics before God saves us and changes us. And yet, it was for love of ourselves, we learn in John 3:16. It was God's love for the world that prompted Him to send His Son. We could almost say that ours is a rival love to Jesus. We could almost say that in human understanding. It's not true. The fact is, the fact that Jesus would die for sinners like ourselves shows God's love for us and for Jesus. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.